Welcome back to yet another episode of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts. And this time I'm recording in my bed for no particular reason other than I felt like it. And I wanted to change things up a little bit because I usually sit at my desk and my room is kind of half messy. So I'm just in my bed, in my PJs, relaxing, laying down, ready for my downfall, because it's said that the reason why the Roman Empire broke down was actually because they started eating while laying down. So, yeah, maybe this is my downfall. I don't know. But I'm excited to bring you a new episode, and yeah. What can I say? Things are actually good in my life right now, and I'm very, very grateful. A lot of things are falling into place. I'm very fortunate to have no worries, basically, and if there are some things that are worrisome or that don't work out immediately, they kind of resolve easily and almost on their own. And I'm very, very fortunate to experience something like that, because I've been through times that were a lot rougher and hard on me when I didn't really know how I would go on and if I would be able to carry on normally and live a life that's fulfilling and positive. So I'm really, really grateful and I'm enjoying this time. Summer is approaching very, 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 very slowly, but we're getting there somewhat. The weather isn't really playing along, but I'm very optimistic that it actually will soon. Yeah, so I want to give a shout out to one of my friends and a very, very loyal listener who Rickrolled me last week. He actually built a website, OMG Aesthetics or something like that. And then those emojis with the heart eyes. And I was like, ooh, what's that? I need to check that out. So I clicked on it and it was actually just a mock website where basically the Never Gonna Give You Up video popped up right into my face on my phone. It was quite hilarious, and so thank you so much. I'm very excited that you are listening to this, hopefully this time too. And so that happened, and actually I don't have much to talk about right now because things are good. There's no drama in my life. There's nothing worrisome or even annoying. Everything's good. And it's a great feeling, and I really hope that you feel that way too. And this is going to be a very short episode, so let me just end on a realization I've had, is that really, truly, if you let go, things unfold on their own. And especially when it comes to love things, it's like you need to loosen your grip in order to let other people come to you and show up and bring the effort. And I'm not saying that you have to be strategic about that. I think it's a thing in our generation where we're super scared to show that we're interested and to kind of signal that we're ready to invest in someone. And I think that's kind of sad. But the truth is, like, if you let go, the right people will come to you. And that doesn't mean that you lay back and never respond or never do anything. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that stop trying hard. Don't try hard. Just be yourself. Or let's put it that way. I'm not a fan of the be yourself, but be your best self. Put one foot in front of the other and literally live your life. And don't be afraid to show interest, and don't be afraid to do your own thing and focus on yourself. both of those things are actually possible at the same time. And I'm just trying to say that there is a balance there. And I think the balance is different for everyone, but once you find it, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Because then you are truly authentic, you're you, you're not scared to show that you're interested, but you also let people come to you. Especially if you're a woman, I think it's important to allow the man to approach you. Not all the time, because that would be boring, but like a good amount of time or times. Yeah, so I should really listen to my own advice, because sometimes I don't, and I usually end up miserable if I don't. No, not miserable, but things don't work out as well if I don't listen to myself. So definitely, I should listen to my own advice. All right, I think that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really hope you enjoyed this. If you did, please make sure to rate this episode on Apple Podcasts. That would help me out a lot. You can also rate my entire podcast over there. That would be amazing. So if you feel inclined to leave a 5-star review, I would be super happy. You can also just rate this without writing something. That would be amazing. And yeah, I will catch you next week for a very special episode, because it's going to be episode 111. Yeah, we're going to explore that number. So get ready for that and have a wonderful week. Bye.